Our second scripture reading this morning is from the first 13 verses of Luke chapter 11. Jesus and his disciples are together, and he's teaching them about prayer. So listen to what the Spirit is saying to the church today. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." Jesus said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial." And Jesus said to them, "Suppose that one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight, and you say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he answered from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give the man anything because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be open for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" This, friends, is the word of the Lord. Will you pray with me? Open our ears, Lord God, to hear your word. Open our mouths that new truths might be revealed. And open our hearts to respond with compassion and love. This week I went to lunch at Backyard Burger. They have a really good salad that I like. You should try it. It's good. However, as I was eating my salad, in walked 4 boys. They looked like they were in high school. Each of them ordered a burger, not a salad, and they sat in a booth right in front of me. As they waited for their food, they bantered back and forth. One of the boys said, "Can you imagine having to be in high school and do that summer reading?" They all laughed and joked, and I thought, oh, I guess they're not in high school. Maybe they're on their way to college. They were young. Typical teenage boys. But when their food came, the 2 boys with hats took them off, and they bowed their heads, and they prayed. They prayed a prayer of grace for their food before they started to eat. And then they started to eat and act like typical teenage boys. I have to admit, I was surprised. Had I publicly prayed for my food like they did? I won't tell you the answer, but how many times do you see people, and it happens, praying for their food in a restaurant before they get their food? It happens. I've seen it before. Mainly adults, but never for teenage boys. Today's New Testament scripture begins with Jesus in prayer. His disciples see him praying, as they must have seen him many times before, and they ask, "Will you teach us to pray?" He then proceeds to teach them a version of what we know as the Lord's Prayer. "Father, uphold the holiness of your name. Bring in your kingdom. Give me the bread that I need for today. Forgive me my sins and help me to forgive everyone who has wronged me. And don't lead me into temptation." However, Jesus doesn't stop there. He tells them a story about persistence in prayer. A man has a guest coming to his house at midnight, but the man has no food. He quickly runs over to his neighbor's house and asks his neighbor for a loaf of bread to feed his unexpected guest. But the neighbor says, "Go away. My family and I are already in bed. Don't bother me." But the man continues to nag at the neighbor, and finally the neighbor complies. Jesus ends by saying this well-known quote about prayer: "Ask, and it will be given to you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened." So what are we to do with this story and this famous quote from Jesus? How many times have you and I asked God for something important and heard absolutely nothing? "God, help my child who is suffering. God, send a cure for this terrible disease that my friend has. God, please send peace to our world. God, help me with my own loneliness and despair. God, help my failing marriage, my failing business, my failing belief. God, where are you?" We seek and we ask and we knock and we find no answers and no open doors and no resolution to the issues at hand. Just this week, I read an article in the Huffington Post about global warming. The writer said he had given up all hope, and he was resigned to the fact that the world was careening toward extinction. Careening toward extinction. I thought about this article long and hard. "Lord, help us care for our fragile planet. Ask and it will be given to you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you." Really, God? Really? The problems we face are so huge, way beyond our control. But isn't that the point of prayer? In prayer, if we are truly aware of God and aware of who we are, we quickly realize that we are not God. We are not in control of much. Only God is God, and we must have faith and trust. We must turn these huge problems over to God, or we too will be so despairing that we will lose hope. We turn these problems over to a God who has promised to be with us till the end of time. In Matthew's version of the same story, Jesus says this: "Don't be like the hypocrites who babble on and on just so other people can hear them." Speaking of prayer, God knows what you need before you ask. In prayer, we admit our smallness in a world full of issues that are out of our control. We control what we can control, and we let God take care of the rest. I was surprised to find an article recently asking the question, are listening prayers biblical? Are listening prayers biblical? After all, when the disciples ask Jesus to teach them how to pray, he gives them words to say. He doesn't say anything about listening for God. For someone who might read the Bible literally, this question is fair. Although Psalm 46 says very specifically, "Be still and know that I am God." But what about listening as prayer itself? We must be very careful that we don't treat God as some sort of gumball machine, inserting prayer coins and expecting answers to come out the bottom into our open hands. Prayer doesn't necessarily have to be about asking for things. After all, God knows what we need before we ask. Think about a conversation you might have with a friend. If all I did was talk and blah, 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 and blah, 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 nobody would want to be my friend if I didn't listen to what they had to say. I would be considered quite narcissistic. Paul Tillich, a famous Lutheran theologian and philosopher, said, "The first duty of love is to listen." Listening is sacred work, and it is foundational to our relationship with others. Prayer, more than asking, more should be about relationship with our God. One commentator put it this way, prayer is not so much communication with God as communion with God. If we are in communion with one another, prayer requires just as much listening as talking, if not more listening than talking. This listening, I believe, is the persistence that Jesus speaks. Not just persistence in yammering on all the time, but persistence in listening to what God has to say back to us, responding to our concerns. What if God, in all God's wisdom, wants things from us, or wants us to take action, or wants us to take a stand? How in the world are we to know? If God answers prayers, how are we to know if we're not listening? Maybe God has answered and we have not heard the answer or accepted the answer. Maybe instead of getting what we want, God answers with what we need. The text tells us, God will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask. The wording's a bit different in the Matthew version. Matthew says God will give good things to those who ask. Luke says God gives the Holy Spirit to those who ask. Luke says we receive the Spirit when we pray, when we persist in prayer, not just talking, but listening, when we name our longings in prayer without fear or compromise. God will never fail to give us God's own abundant indwelling and overflowing self as the answer we actually need. We don't just receive answers. We receive God's very own self. When the disciples asked for Jesus to teach them how to pray, they really already knew. They probably knew. They were, after all, devout Jews. Jews prayed often. They prayed before Jesus came along. Probably what they really wanted was what Jesus had, which is a loving, giving relationship with God. It's this relationship in which Jesus was sustained through all his trials. Through relationship, through prayer, God will never fail to be present with us, to be in communion with us, to give us a piece of God's self, if we just ask. What an incredible promise. A promise we can only realize if we are paying attention and listening. Thanks be to God, who does answer prayer, Jesus, our great teacher, and the Spirit alive in all those who pray. Amen.